Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Kentucky Club Pipe Tobacco, the choice of the people, presents Vox Pop, the voice of the people, direct from the New York World's Fair. Vox Pop is conducted by Parks Johnson.
Here I am. Hello, everybody.
And yours truly, Wally Butterworth. Parks and I are interviewing John Q. Public again tonight from the crowded lobby of the RCA exhibit here at the fair. Vox Pop is dedicated to the grand and glorious order of pipe smokers in honor of Kentucky Club, the pipe tobacco that's as modern as the world of tomorrow. The only tobacco that's packaged in a patented Fresh Tex wrapper. And now, here's Parks all set for the first interview. Come in, Parks, old boy.
Okay, Wally, just before I introduce this great, big, fine-looking gentleman, let me answer a lot of letters that you folks are writing as to where we're going to be. Next Saturday night, we'll be right back here in the RCA lobby at the World's Fair. We'll be glad to see all of you. And your name, please?
John Luckasavage.
Where from, Miss Lucker Savage?
Right.
Where from, Miss
Worcester, Mass.
Worcester, Mass. Your business?
Rental man.
Married man?
Right.
And I see you smoking a pipe. Got it in your hands right now. What kind of pipe is that?
That's a Vox Pop.
The reason I asked that is because I saw it written on there. I knew what it was. Is it a good pipe?
Good.
Good.
Very good.
Mr. Lucker Savage, we're going to ask every person who comes up the microphone tonight one question. The person who gets the closest to it is going to have to be a guest on the part of everybody, I suppose, and yet you may have some information on it. But the one guessing nearest to it is going to receive 5 brand new $1 bills. Here is the question each person will be asked. How many towns are there in the state of Pennsylvania? Give us a guess.
About 4,500.
4,500, he says. Put that down, somebody. And you who listen, as well as we in the audience, are going to be surprised at the correct answer to that. Mr. Lucky Savage, in your opinion, if a gentleman throws a kiss to a lady, is he affectionate or is he lazy?
Well, that depends upon the fellow.
The fellow or the lady? Well, if you thought enough of the lady to throw a kiss to her, you know, looks like you ought to carry it, doesn't it?
Right.
It does look like it. Are you a talkative chap?
Quite well.
Quite well. Railroad men are good all-around talkers. You remember when you were in school, you had to recite and declaim and all that kind of stuff, didn't
right.
you? Let's see how well you do that now after all these years. Recite for me that little stanza. Yankee Doodle?
Yankee Doodle Dandy?
Yeah, go ahead. Give me that first stanza. Yankee Doodle came to town.
Yankee Doodle came to town, eating a piece of candy.
Riding on his pony.
Riding on his pony.
Stuck a
peasant's hat. He's called macaroni.
All right. What's that macaroni?
Oh, that's something good to eat.
Well, I know, but in that case, what does he mean by macaroni?
Well,
Beyond you? I think that they referred to a very well-dressed Maryland soldier in the Revolutionary Wars, and it's come to mean a fop or a dandy or something like that. Now, Vox Pop is a program that makes you remember that you've forgotten a whole lot of things. For instance, I bet you've forgotten a lot of your mathematics
right.
when you were in school.
I do.
All right, I'm going to freshen you up on it a little bit. Every one of these you get correct, a dollar bill,
right.
brand new dollar bill. What is 10 divided by a half? Very simple.
5.
10 divided by a half is 5, huh? 10 divided by 2 is 5. I'll give you another crack at that. Don't you see? It couldn't
That's
be.
It.
Uh-huh. Give me a guess on that. 10 divided by a half.
10 divided by a half?
Uh-huh.
2.
It's 2.
2.
My God, you get worse and worse. Can't give you a dollar on that. All right, now if you take, can you take 2 from 11 and 1 from 7 and get the same result? If you can, I'll give you a brand new dollar bill.
No, I can't.
Can't you? E-L-E-V-E-N, take the E-L off of it. That's 2 from 11. That leaves you E-V-E-N, does it?
Yes,
take 1 from 7, S. That leaves you E-V-E-N, doesn't it?
Even.
That really was tricky.
No,
I'm
going to
give you a dollar for imposing on you like that on that question because
you.
That isn't fair. Now, here's one last question on that. A house is being moved on rollers. You've seen a house moved
yes.
on rollers?
Yes.
These rollers are 18 inches in circumference.
Right.
Now, the question is, on one revolution of those rollers, how far forward will that house move on one revolution of those 18-inch rollers?
72 inches.
72 inches is your answer. Well, I can't give you a dollar on that. I'm going to say 36 inches, and I expect an argument. By the way, did you get your money's worth out the fair tonight?
I did.
Yes, and you'll always get your money's worth with a tin of good old Kentucky Club.
Thank you.
2 ounces in that tin. Thank you,
Thank
sir.
You, sir.
Very much. Wally, are you ready? Come on in here.
Thank you, Parks. And by the way, in asking these questions of the same, of each person, I must confess that last week, 2 people guessed 2,500 grains of rice were in that jar. And we found it out after the broadcast and paid off. How many towns in Pennsylvania?
Oh, I'd say about 5,300.
5,300. Mark that down, please. What is your name?
Belkamp.
Where are you from, Mr. Belkamp?
Little Falls, New York.
And what is your business?
I am a magician.
Holy gee, let me get a hold of my money. Have you got any good tricks?
Sorry, none for the radio, I'm afraid.
No, you have to. They're all visual, aren't they? Well, television will soon be here. Now, did you see the gentleman that Park just interviewed up here?
I did.
You stood right close to him.
I did.
I see. I want you to tell me the color of his eyes, his suit, and his necktie.
Well, I think I'm unable to tell you his eyes or his necktie because his back was to me.
Oh, you didn't? I see.
But I'll tell you that his suit was, I think, a pinstriped blue serge.
But pinstripe? Where is that gentleman? Did he go far away? I didn't notice that myself. But okay, Mr. Belcamp. Now, who, what, when, why, and where is the keynote of what business or profession?
What was that for you?
They're the fundamentals, the keynote of the industry, of the business. Who, what, when, why, and where?
Afraid you've got me there.
Always want to know who did it, and where did it happen, and when did it happen, and why did it happen, and how. Newspapers, don't you know?
Oh,
that?
Yes, absolutely.
Certainly. Now, you give me quickly a word that rhymes with the word I give you. For instance, if I say cat, you say rat. Okay? We're off. Box.
Socks.
That's all right. You were going to say. Amuse.
Amuse, is that?
Amuse, yes.
Abuse.
Abuse is correct. Rhyme.
Time.
Syllable.
Synonym.
Who?
No, or...
Syllable.
Symbol.
No, I don't think that rhymes.
I see. What is it again, please?
Syllable.
Alibi?
Well, no, I want a word that rhymes with syllable.
Well, you want a rhyme?
Uh-huh.
I'm afraid you got me there.
Killable. How about that?
Death, killable.
Okay, silver.
Don't
go any further.
Not
letting
go. All right.
Now, you go to the movies a lot, I'm sure.
Quite.
I'm going to give you a chance to make a dollar here. $1 if you'll tell me who were the stars of the picture Mutiny on the Bounty.
Mutiny on the Bounty.
Mm-hmm. Just give me one of them. Did you see the picture?
No, I didn't see
you
the
didn't.
Picture.
Well, all right, I won't pay you, but I won't reprimand you for not answering then. How about Romeo and Juliet?
I didn't see that either.
You didn't? You wouldn't know who the stars were.
I think, no, I can't tell you what.
Norma Shearer and who else? And,
Tyrone Powell?
No. Leslie Howard.
Leslie Howard.
Now, what is the difference between the it girl of the movies and the oomph girl of the movies? You know, though, who they are?
Well, the it girl was supposed to have been Clara Bow.
She was,
yeah. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And, now there's a great deal of discussion as to who the oomph girl is.
Well, who's your pick?
Well, I don't know. I think that, we might say, I can't think of
the
name.
I think it's Ann Sheridan. Ann
Sheridan, that's rather hard.
All right, now one more question. What horse race is followed more closely in the United States than any other?
The Kentucky Derby.
You sure of that?
I...
Wouldn't be the Irish sweepstakes, would it?
Very possible.
No, I'm only fooling you there. That is the most famous race, and there's the dollar for it. Incidentally, Kentucky is known for something else which is very famous, too. Try this tin of Kentucky Club in your pipe and smoke it, will you?
I will, just...
Thank you, Mr. Belcalf. Come in, Park. Are you all set?
Yes, sir, Wally. Let the gentleman right behind you come up, the man with the cap on. Tell me your name, please.
Albert C. Killian.
Where from, Mr. Killian?
Buffalo, New York.
What you doing with that Legion cap on?
Why, just winding up the 21st Annual State Convention of the American Legion held in Albany, and I'm on my way home now.
Good. I just wondered if there's anything out here today. I hadn't seen it. Any evidences of it?
Well, thank God that we can wear Legion caps instead of steel helmets, too. That's something.
Instead of tin cap. Mr. Killian, you say you're from Buffalo.
That's right.
Every town, city, county, state in the Union always claims that they lead in some one thing, you know. Every town ought to be the first in the world in this, that, or the other, mm-hmm. Whatever it is. What does Buffalo really lead the world in?
Well, Buffalo has a diversified industry and factory leading a great many things.
Oh, just give me some one thing.
Well, it's a great rail center for one.
Uh-huh.
It's the milling center.
Wait, I just wanted one thing. Now, your fellow townsman will probably give you fits for not picking out something else, but I just want to put you on the spot. How many towns, this is that question for the $5 bills, how many towns in the state of Pennsylvania?
Well, I'll take my post number 3560.
3560. You have that for Mr. Killian? Now then, you see these brand new dollar bills?
That's right.
You have them there? All right. Here's one for each correct answer. Which is farthest west? This is geographical. You know your geography, I assume.
Well, it's quite a long time.
Oh, let's try it anyway. Let's try it. You know these towns, cities. Which is farthest west? Murphy, North Carolina, Detroit, Michigan, or Atlanta, Georgia? $1 if you get me the correct one.
Repeat those, please.
Murphy, North Carolina, Detroit, Michigan, Atlanta, Georgia. Farthest west.
Farthest west, that's
uh-huh.
Detroit.
Too bad. That's farthest east of those three. Atlanta's farthest west, so I can't give you the dollar. Which is farthest west of these two? Nome, Alaska, or Honolulu, Hawaii?
Hawaii.
Hawaii? Sorry, it's Nome, Alaska. I'd look like it. Can't you? Look here. Look at this dollar. Don't you want that dollar? All right, now, wait a minute, don't look at this sheet of paper. I wouldn't know the answer myself if I didn't see that. Can you go higher above sea level than you can low under the sea level?
So.
Lower below sea level than you can higher above?
I believe in go higher above.
Higher above?
Mm-hmm.
Man, why don't you guess these things right? Now, good, gracious a lot. You can go deeper in the ocean. 35,400, I think, is the deepest
spot. Well, that's news to me. I thought an airplane can go about any place.
Oh, I beg your pardon if you misunderstood me. I meant as to the natural thing, you know. You go down deep in the ocean.
Oh, I misunderstood your question.
What would you have said if you had understood it, Mr.?
Well, most naturally.
What would you have said?
Below sea level.
All right, we'll give you the dollar.
Okay.
The reason I did that is because I think I'm going to stump you on one or two of these.
Okay.
In ancient days, they called it Caledonia. What's the name of the modern country that used to be called Caledonia? Any idea? Huh?
No,
are you practically blank on that?
Yes.
We'll try this one. Both of these come under the same question. Helvetia. H-E-L-V-E-T-I-A. Helvetia. That was the old name. What is it now?
You got me in that history, huh?
Well, Caledonia was Scotland, Helvetia was Switzerland. And one last thing here. Do you consider yourself good company in any crowd you get in, Mr. Kittredge?
I hope so.
You hope so? Remember this. Kentucky Club makes a pipe good company in any company.
Okay.
There's your 10, sir. Thank you very much. Glad to have had you. And here's Wally. How about it, Wally?
Yes, Parks. And before I interview this next gentleman, I want to tell you a little story. You know, everyone wants to smoke a pipe, but lots of fellows tell me they've tried it, but have had to quit on account of tongue bites and throat irritation. Others say to me, Wally, I wish I could find a cool-smoking pipe tobacco. Naturally, I recommend Kentucky Club right off the bat. And why? Because Kentucky Club is a choice blend of mild, smoking, all-white burley tobacco. What's more, the patented Fresh Tex wrapper inside that handsome blue tin retains Kentucky Club's natural moisture 306% longer than ordinary wax paper. And that's by actual scientific tests. Now, fellows, take my advice. Compare Kentucky Club point for point with any other pipe tobacco you've ever smoked at any price. And here's what you'll discover. First, that Kentucky Club gives you 2 full ounces. That means 50 glorious pipefuls or 70 perfect roll-your-owns. Second, Kentucky Club is packed in patented Fresh Tex to keep that quality tobacco in high order. Third, Kentucky Club is union-made, blended by Willoughby Taylor from all-white burley tobaccos, giving you a mild, cool, and full-flavored smoke. And fourth, no cigarette taxes to pay. That's why I say to you, stop smoking old-fashioned tobaccos, sweeten up your pipe with Kentucky Club. All right, sir. Now, if this gentleman will kindly step up, will you drop the mic a little, please? Thank you very much. How many towns in Pennsylvania, sir?
1350.
Mark that down, please, and let us have your name.
Goris Walls.
Where are you from, Mr. Walsh?
Rockland, Massachusetts.
Rockland.
That's correct.
What is your business?
I'm a state liquor inspector.
A state? practically a detective on my heels here.
More or less.
Between a detective and a magician, I'm going to be wrapped up before this is over. Now, let's talk about the news. You've been reading a lot of papers, I'm sure. What 3 famous ships are remaining in port here in New York City due to the war?
Queen Mary.
Yes.
Normandy.
Yes.
And the Italian ship Roma.
Mm-hmm. Very good, sir. I'm going to give you a dollar for that.
Thanks.
You're going to take it.
Thank you.
Mr. Walls, what time do they have in England?
Greenwich Mean Time.
And in Rome?
I don't know.
Central European.
Central European.
Yeah. What is a war baby in the business world?
A war baby?
Yeah. You might say in the financial world. Stock market, whatever.
Well, I should say a stock that pertains to things that are necessary for the...
That's right.
...pursuit of war.
That's right, that's right. Like steel, cotton, and so on and so forth.
That's
very
right.
Good. What does a Londoner call a street car?
Trammy.
A tram.
That's tram. Right.
Tramway. Fine. An elevator.
A lift.
Uh-huh. A policeman.
Bobby.
A bobby. And a railroad.
Railroad?
I think you'll find he calls it a railway. Huh?
Railway.
Yeah. What man is associated with Radio City? The entire group of buildings? What man's name?
You mean in New York or
yes,
here?
In New York.
Rockefeller.
That's right. And Empire State Building?
Al Smith.
Mm-hmm. Now, for what are the following cities noted? Grand Rapids.
Grand Rapids, Michigan. Furniture.
Furniture is correct. Pittsburgh.
Steel.
Right. Chicago.
Stockyards.
Mm-hmm. Wilkes-Barre.
Wilkes-Barre, PA. Coal.
Watch your step. That's right. I'll give you a dollar on that. You answered
Thanks.
The ball correctly. But let me have that tin of Kentucky Club up here. And just look at where that is made. It's made in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. Remember that, will you?
I'll do that.
And you're going to enjoy that smoke, I'm sure. All right, Park.
Thank you.
Come in.
All right, Wally, this lady right behind you with the... Well, it's a red hat. You know how we feel about hats, so I'm not going to comment on that.
You don't mind my kidding, do you?
Tell me your name, please.
May Rutter.
May Rutter?
Uh-huh.
Before we go any further, so where you are, from anything like that, and before I forget it, how many towns in the state of Pennsylvania for those five $1 bills?
About 2,300.
2,300. Have you got 2,300 down there? Okay, now where are you from?
Zanzibar, East Africa.
Zanzibar, East Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Now let me see if I know anything about my geography here. Let's see. Zanzibar is on the East Coast, isn't it?
Uh-huh. In the Indian Ocean.
In the Indian Ocean.
Uh-huh.
Is it an island or is it part of the...
No, it's an island.
It is an island.
Mm-hmm.
How large is it?
It's about 80 miles long, but 25 miles wide.
Oh, just a little place, huh?
Mm-hmm.
About, well, it's not as long as Long Island, is it? No, it isn't.
Oh, no, it isn't.
No, it isn't that. Well, what are you doing in this country?
I was ill with fever, and my husband's in the British Colonial Service.
Yes.
I wanted to come back to being an American. I wanted to come back to America before...
You are an American originally?
Yes.
I see.
And when I married, I retained my citizenship.
I see. You're still a citizen of this country?
Yeah.
Yes.
Excellent.
Well, now look, when are you going back to Zanzibar?
Well, I have to meet my husband in London next month.
Uh-huh.
When he went on his leave, you see.
Yes.
But now that the war is all broke out and everything, I don't know what I'm to do.
You mean...
I haven't heard from him.
You really, you haven't heard from him?
No.
Recently? You expect...
Nothing since.
In other words, you don't know whether you can, will meet him in London or not yet, of course.
Oh, no, not now, because he's British, you see.
That's right.
Wherever he's at, and whether he'd be put on a boat or sent up into interior Africa or what.
Say, that's tough. We don't realize as we walk around over here just what is going on, I suppose.
Pretty awful.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose you could tell us something that most of us don't quite know about. Well, now, what are your plans? You just going to wait until you hear from him?
I have no plans, because I must wait till I hear from him. He may not be in Zanzibar anymore, you see. They might put him on a boat and send him
mm-hmm.
any place, you see. If they put him in the Navy, well, he'll go any place. And
mm-hmm.
see, he may...
But you certainly will hear from him, I know.
Well, I hope to.
As soon as he gets to a telegraph office, you know good and well you are going to hear from
him. Yes, but what are we going to do about mail? How do I know? But I had a letter on some of these ships that were...
That's wrong. Right, you may have.
And
it's
then
that.
I don't know when I'll get
but
a letter.
But cheer up, lady, you're going to hear from him. I can just...
Is that a promise?
Yes, that's a promise. I promise you.
Oh,
tell me a little bit about Zanzibar. What's it noted for, particularly?
The principal industry is clothes.
Clothes?
80% of the clothes of the world comes from there.
You mean
clothes?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Not dresses.
Well, that's in hot country, isn't it?
Yes. It's 5 degrees below the equator.
Just below the equator?
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't stretch it and just touch the equator for us, could you?
Nope. 5 degrees is a long way.
Well, now, how many... Have you got many inhabitants there, many people?
About 250,000.
And what's the ruler called?
The Sultan is the ruler, Arab.
He's an Arab?
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of Arabs there, and
yes.
some Indians from India,
mm-hmm.
which I think you call them Hindus.
Yes.
And they're the traders and merchants and people.
But then they're probably...
And then the native is Swahili.
Swahili?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're telling me lots of interesting mm-hmm. things. Well, I take it then that the majority of the people there are Mohammedan?
Yes, practically all are Mohammedan.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's get back just a moment to your husband. What is his business, did you say?
He's a dentist.
In the
British Colonial Service. That's
British Colonial
something
Service.
Like our army, like if we had somebody in the Philippines or something like that.
Well, lady,
that.
I'm quite sure that you're going to hear from your husband. And I'm so sure of it that I'm going to hand you this little tin of Kentucky Club to cheer him up no matter what and how hard his duties are. You
mm-hmm.
love the aroma of that when he smokes it. Will you take it to him for us when you see him? And we hope it's very, very soon.
I do hope it isn't old mildew before I get to take it to him.
It will be fresh many, many, many months. That's Kentucky Club. Thank you very much, and we are so glad to have had you with us. Wally, how about it? Are you ready?
I do have a lady, Parks, if you'll kindly step up. And tell us your name.
Elizabeth Coombs.
Where are you from, Miss Coombs?
I am from Hawthorne, New York.
Hawthorne, New York?
Yes.
I see. Is that Miss or Mrs.?
Mrs.
Mrs. Coombs, I'm going to give you a chance to make a little money. Oh, we'll say around $3.
If I'm lucky.
Well, I think you look lucky to me for some reason or other. A few weeks ago, I asked someone on Vox Pop to give me a girl's name for every letter out of the 26. Now, what I want you to do is this. I want you to tell me the name of any kind of animal. Start at A and go right to Z. Now, I'll give you a start. A for ape. Now, take B.
Ape, bear, cat.
Mm-hmm.
Dog, eagle. Do you count a bird?
No, that's a bird.
All right. I think I am, too.
Go right ahead. Start again. A, ape.
Ape, bear, cat, dog.
You get 20 out of the 26, right? I'll pay you.
Oh,
elephant. Go ahead. I'll give you that.
Oh, cat is my favorite animal, too. Elephant. Giraffe.
How about F?
F. Nothing, fish. Don't be telling me that. Get away from me.
Mark, you're going to ruin this. You go hunting for him.
Fawn, I
suppose. Well, that's all right.
That's an
regular
animal.
I was thinking of fox.
Giraffe.
Yes, sir.
Hair.
All right.
Hair.
I.
Bam in the Bronx Zoo. I-A-M-A. I don't know how you pronounce it.
All right. That's okay. Kneebeck.
That's not an animal. That's
you
a look
at Park Johnson's ears and you'll be able to think of that one.
Kangaroo.
Yeah, L.
Llama.
Yes, M.
Marabou.
N? You're wonderful.
N. Duck.
Mrs. Billy Goat, what's that?
Nanny Goat.
L-M-N-O.
Otter.
Okay. P?
Okay, pheasant. No, that's a bird. No, it's an animal. Pheasant. I don't know.
Well, we call him porcupine. How's that? Q.
Wait a minute now. Q.
I think that'll be awfully difficult for you. There aren't very many.
About 14 letters in there. There was one up there.
Well, take R.
Rabbit.
Yeah, S.
Steer.
T.
Tiger.
U.
U-R-L-A-H-A.
That's right. You're absolutely right. The B.
I don't know.
Vicuña. I don't know it either.
I don't.
W.
Wolf.
X. You don't have to guess that. Y.
Yeah.
Right? React. Z.
Zebra.
Woo! You're wonderful. Let me hand you $3. Now, quickly, how many towns in Pennsylvania?
I think that there are 37 townships and 82 towns.
37 townships and 82 towns.
There's a difference in Pennsylvania.
There is indeed. Mark that down, will you please? And will you take that tin of Kentucky clubs with our compliments?
I will.
Come in, Park.
Well, just for the next interview, I want to pause here. And, you know, we get thousands of letters every week about Kentucky Club that prove I'm giving you people a straight tip. Tonight's letter is from Mr. Park Summers of 333 Curry Street, West Plains, Missouri. Mr. Summers says, and I quote him, "I have just tried this fine-cut Kentucky Club tobacco in my new Vox Pop pipe. I smoked 3 pipefuls. The first pipeful was excellent. The next, even better. And the one I'm smoking now, believe it or not, is better than the first 2. And in this new pipe, too. Man alive, it's the finest I've ever smoked. Not a bit of bite in this cool, rich-flavored smoke, and it soothes a fella's nerves. Kentucky Club pipe tobacco takes away any sour, grouchy feeling a fella could have, and it makes him at peace with the world. Kentucky Club stays lighted, too, and it burns so slowly. I like it," unquote. And we like your letter, Mr. Summers. Thank you, sir. Vox Pop is the voice of the people. Kentucky Club is the choice of the people. All right, the gentleman here... first, right off, let's find out how many towns in the state of Pennsylvania. Your guess on that?
I'll guess 6,000.
6,000. Mark it down, 6,000. There's a varied opinion on that. Tell me your name.
Harry T. Rathbone.
Where from, Mr. Rathbone?
From Detroit, Michigan.
And your business?
I'm in the Detroit Institute of Arts.
What are you doing out here?
I'm at the Masterpieces of Art exhibition.
Oh, you're here at the fair, not as a visitor.
That's right. No, I've been here since the beginning of the year.
That's that place where they got $30 million worth of...
You got the figure right.
Oh, the world's masterpieces.
All
tell
150
me.
Of them, that's
if
right.
You know, name 2 or 3 of those masterpieces that seem to draw special attention.
The one is painted by the man who invented oil painting, Jan van Eyck, a Flemish artist.
Uh-huh.
The little Madonna that comes all the way from Australia for the exhibition.
Uh-huh.
Valued at $500,000.
Oh, just $500,000.
That's all.
I see. Well, now, you married?
No.
Let me try you out on a little something. Last week, we gave some tests to show whether a fellow had masculine or feminine characteristics. It didn't matter which, because it's perfectly natural.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a couple more. People have asked us to give one or two more. So I'm going to ask you to look on that wall, see that spot of red up to the left?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you people in the audience, look at something on the other side of the wall. All right. If you look at that and remain looking at it fixedly, then you have masculine characteristics. If you looked at it and let your gaze wander, that's the way the women do. That's a feminine characteristic. Now, suppose I should tell you that your fingernails are dirty. Look at them right quick, everybody. Well, that's all right. That's masculine. A man will put his palm toward him, bend his fingers, and look at the back of his fingernails. A lady will put her palms outward and spread her fingers and look at them that way. So those are a couple of other tests that we have just for fun. How about the little dollar bill game here? You mind?
Not at all.
All right, $1 for each correct answer to this. In what state is Stone Mountain? Very famous, big, solid rock, Stone Mountain. You know?
Virginia.
Virginia? That's the wrong guess. That's in Georgia. How about Boulder Dam?
Nevada.
I can't give him a dollar on that, can I? How about the Alamo? Come on, get a dollar.
That's Texas.
Texas, take that dollar. Yes, sir. Now, how about the town of Van Buren?
Middle West.
Yes, somewhere out there. It's in the smallest state west of Mississippi River. Now, what is it? Don't get it?
Dakota.
Dakota, no, sir. That's Arkansas. Well, I tell you this. Give me that kind of Kentucky Club. No matter which state you're in, you find Kentucky Club sold there. That's good. Food, burning tobacco. Thank you very
much.
Thank you. Wallet? How about it, Fred?
Yes, Mark.
This lady, please, would you tell me your name's up in my where are you from, Mr.
Luckett, Virginia.
Luckett, Virginia. Good. How many towns in Pennsylvania?
Oh, I'll say there's 5,000.
About 5,000. Put that down. Mrs. A. Hall, are you... you're a housewife.
Right.
Good cook?
Well, I think so.
You do? I'm going to give you a dollar if you can take... You see that nice apple? Here, hold your hand. You see this nice penknife? Nice, fresh, world-fair penknife. I'll give you a dollar if you can pare that apple, but don't break the paring. It's got to come all off in one piece. Now, go to it. Don't get nervous and pare it thick. Don't break the paring. Boy, you're all right up to now. I'll say she's a housewife. How about it, ladies? Man, can that lady pare an apple? What I mean...
They fell off.
No, it wasn't cut off. Take the dollar. Now, speaking of apples, what is the difference between Jersey Lightning and a Jersey Lily?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I never heard it either.
You never did? Well, the Jersey Lily, of course, was a famous actress, Lily Langtry, and Jersey Lightning is a sort of a whiskey or something they make over there. All right, now, will you let me give you this tin of Kentucky Club with my compliments, because I find that we're running awfully short on time. Thank you very much. Parks and I want you folks to start smoking Kentucky Club. Ask your dealer tonight for one of those handsome blue tins or the big money-saving canister with a thoroughbred horse and red-coated rider. Remember, that tin gives you 2 full ounces, enough Kentucky Club for 50 glorious pipefuls or 70 perfect roll-your-owns. Union-made Kentucky Club is blended by Willoughby Taylor from 3 choice all-white Burleys. Last but not least, Kentucky Club is packed and patented Fresh Tex to keep it factory fresh. And when you get your Kentucky Club, be sure to look inside the tin for complete directions how to get your sweet-smoking box-pop pipe. That pipe has a certified retail value of $3.50, but you can get it at a fraction of that price. All right, Park. The winner of the town's business was Miss Coons. There's only one town in Pennsylvania. All the rest of them are either first, second, or third-class cities or boroughs. That's the only one chartered as a town. Wally and I'll be back with Vox Pop from the World's Fair next week, this same time, same station. And remember this, friends, a pipe smoker is good company in any company. This is Parks Johnson speaking. Good night, folks.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.